Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Good afternoon, Asher.
Hello.
My name is Spencer. We are here in the mission home of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in the shared offices of the new offices of the stake historian. Today's date is March 26, 2022. How are we doing today?
Pretty good.
Delighted to meet with you to discuss your coming to Zion story.
Okay.
Tell me what year you were born, your full name, your parents' names, your siblings, and everything about your childhood.
Okay. My name is John Asher Creed Main, and I was born...
I apologize. You have an interesting name. Tell me about the name. Tell me all about that name.
My parents named me John Asher because my name to be John, but my mom wanted my name to be Asher. And so they came into an agreement saying that my name is John Asher.
And how do you spell that?
J-O-H-N. A-S-H-E-N, I mean, R, not N, R.
One word?
Yes.
Awesome. And where does the word Asher come from?
Hebrew.
Does it have a meaning?
Happiness.
Wonderful. I see a smile on you today.
Yeah. I came back from a baptism earlier this morning.
And in what capacity were you at? Did you do anything special at the baptism?
I was a witness.
And how old are you?
I'm 11.
They let 11-year-olds witness baptisms. This is a new age. This is wonderful. Wonderful. So at 11 years old, have you been there letting 11-year-olds into the temple yet?
Yes. I have baptized for the dead baptized 8 people for the dead.
Wonderful. And were those here in Kansas City?
Yeah. Yes.
Because you recently became a deacon and received the Aaronic Priesthood.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Where were you born?
Florida at an Army base, 2010.
Which part of Florida?
I don't know.
So you're a Zionist?
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
It means that I believe in Zion and I know it's here in Missouri.
But Zion's where we live, wherever we live, isn't it? Or is this a special Zion? Why do you say this is Zion?
This is a special place because this is where the true temple is going to be built. And this is where he's going to ascend from heaven. And this is where we will build the cities for all. And this will become the new Zion.
So how would you describe the Zion that you imagine when you came here? You came for a Zion here, a special Zion, the special Zion. What does a Zion mean to you?
It's a beautiful place where everybody who believes in God will be there. And we will be protected from the world and all the crazy things that are happening. And it will be beautiful and filled with churches and temples and beautiful things.
Excellent. So the other week, you bore your testimony. You stood up there as a young man. You hopped on the mic and you said, "Howdy, I believe in this and that." I'd love for you to remember some of those stories, because some of those stories were how you got here. You didn't always live in Florida. You lived other places. And I'd love to hear about your siblings, your parents, and your life. And speak as long as you like and tell us all the stories you can think of about how you became a person living here. When did you arrive here?
2020 of June.
All right. I'm gonna just ask you to talk all about it. Tell me everything about it.
Okay. My mom's from Utah, and she's from a small city called Santaquin, and my dad is from Salt Lake City, Utah, and they met each other on Twitter, actually, and so before they met, my mom and us, we moved back to Santaquin, and then my biological dad divorced my mom, and we were living with my grandma, and then we ended up...
Do you remember that?
No.
How old were you when that happened?
3.
Please continue.
Okay. Okay. And so we started living in Santaquin for a couple years. I was 5, and my younger brother, Arias, he was 3 years old at that age when my mom started dating this guy that she met on Twitter. And he was a really nice guy. They actually met at a Renaissance fair, but they didn't realize that it was each other until they were married. But let's not get ahead.
Where was the Renaissance Fair?
It was actually a Shakespeare festival, sorry.
We're gonna ask him to tell us all about it. So just let me refocus you on everything you remember, okay? If you don't remember things, that's totally fine. We're getting your witness and your remembrances. You're doing wonderful. Keep going. Sorry for interrupting you.
You're fine. So when I was 6 years old, 5 and a half, turning 6 soon, they got married in my dad's house in his mother's backyard.
Do you remember when that happened?
Yes, I do. It was awesome. We were down in Alpine with lots of family there, and all of our cousins from out of state were there, and it was awesome. Oh, wait, I'm talking about the reception. We were married in the Payson Temple in Utah. And then me and Arias were sealed to them later on.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful new temple. Where's Alpine in Utah? South, north of Salt Lake?
It is right next to, it's down under Salt Lake City.
So... Where are your parents from?
My dad is from Alpine and my mom is from Santaquin.
And where do you consider yourself from?
Cedar Hills. I lived there for 2 years and we just moved a lot. We were usually at a place for 1 year. And that was, I think, actually I would say myself being a... Provo. I was from Provo. It's the place where we lived the longest and out of the places we moved.
Do you like the Y?
The Y?
The BYU?
Yeah. Nah, I'm more of a UVU fan.
Good. Good. That's a beautiful, beautiful campus. Beautiful place.
We moved a couple places. We've moved to Orem and Alpine and Cedar Hills. It's like over by the, like under, like 5 minutes away from, like right close to. I'm sorry, I forgot, but it doesn't really matter. But we were living there for 2 years. It was a nice place. We lived in a complex. There was a nice bike path that just went on for like ever. It was awesome.
Did you utilize the bike path with a bicycle?
Yes, I used the bike path for a skateboard, a scooter, my bike, and other my roller skates. I love that place. I was 10 o'clock during the summers, I would go there with one of my bicycles or something like that. And now you do, like, my morning routine on that bike path.
What was your morning routine, Asher?
Well, I would ride to a certain point, and then I did some push-ups and pull-ups on this old metal bar that was, like, not getting used anymore. It was just a concrete path. It was a... I always liked going there, and I would love to adventure down that path. I would take my bikes for, like, 2 miles up that path. Sometimes I would get scared because I'd be like, wait, did I take a turn? But it was just one straight path going through cities. When I was 10 years old, just turned 10 before we left, and we moved to Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City, Missouri was quite a scary place. It was we bought a little blue house. The pictures, we didn't get to see in person for the first, like, when we bought the house. So we already had a contract that we had to stay there for a year. And when we saw that place, it was quite scary. We were really worried because it had one master bedroom that was, like, the size of a regular room. And then with no bathroom and a very small closet. And then it had two other rooms that were very small. And then the living room was, it was like, a master bedroom in Utah would look like. And so it was very scary. And the kitchen, it was hard for my parents to cook in there because it was just too much chefs in a kitchen. And the sinks wouldn't work, and we had no warm water.
That's a saying. Too many chefs in the kitchen.
Yeah, too many people in one room. We had nice neighbors. I met the day that we moved there. I made a new friend. It was on a Sunday, and we're not allowed to play with friends on a Sunday. So I was lucky, and I begged my parents, and they said, "Okay, you can go play with those kids." And so I went over there. And I met one of my best friends ever, and they were really nice people, and we did so much things. After I met him for a week, I realized that I wasn't that scared anymore. We did so many fun things. It was during the summer, so we had no school, and during COVID, so nobody was out, so we were like... It was just awesome spending 8 hours a day outside, sweating hard, not wearing shoes.
Did you have a laptop that you were doing studies at home?
No. When we moved there, we were going to do homeschool. And so we had two desks. Actually, I forgot one room. We had one little place right next to the kitchen. It was just a little carpet area to fit two desks and walk through and a bookshelf. And it had a door to a patio. We actually had a quite big patio. It was nice. We didn't really use it. It was just a home for the bees, really. But
you had a beehive?
No. It just had a bunch of bees there. It was scary because I don't like bees. And there was just like, during the summer, there was lots of bees there. We had a trampoline where we spent most of our hours at. We didn't have a big backyard. And our backyard didn't have much to do in it. Because there was broken glass and smelled bad. Because the last people who had it, like... They throw their bottles on the ground. And so we actually got a dog living there for 1 month. And we weren't allowed to put her in the backyard and for like a while because we had to take her for walks to go to the bathroom because it was just full of glass. It was just very dangerous.
So you remember the town you came from. You remember the town you moved from. You were looking for the Zion, a Zion. Which town was nicer?
I've got to say that this town that I'm living in right now is one of my favorites. But down in Utah, the last place where we lived in, it was the safest place I've ever lived at. It was mainly full with old people or like young couples just moved out with like one or two little kids. And so it was quite safe. There was a school blockway that we'd go to that we'd ride skateboards to. And it was quite safe neighborhood. Nothing really bad happened. I went to Scouts and at church before they canceled it. And it was quite safe.
In contrast to
Kansas City and like all back in Provo, it was one of my favorite homes or like my second favorite, but it was still kind of shady, the neighborhood that we lived in. But I have to say that place in Cedar Hills, it was quite safe and quite fun.
Why would you say this town was not safe? Tell me specifics about the new Kansas City digs.
Well, Kansas City, the area that we lived in, we had down the block a house caught on fire because of a technical. So that was scary when I saw like smoke coming from that place the next day. And we had lots of homeless people over there. And like there was no sidewalks. It was just grass or concrete and scary bushes. So we like try to stay away from those bushes because it was quite scary. There was a gas station, and that gas station was one of the, like, I've gone to many gas stations, I've gone on many road trips and moved a lot, and that gas station, it looked very shady. But I felt like it was one of the nicest gas stations I ever had. It had no bathroom. It had just some snacks in it and the place where you go ask for some fuel. And that was it. But the people who worked there, they were quite nice. People who went there were shady, though. But we were safe going there. We went there quite a few times with our money. We'd go and buy snacks, and then the next day we'd go and like go buy more snacks and just hang out and do fun things while we eat snacks.
Why did you move here? I know you said you believed in this area, but tell me about that process, the preparations that you made, people's reactions that you were moving away from them.
So when we were living in Cedar Hills for the second year, it was around my birthday, and my parents felt a strong spirit that they should start moving.
When you were 9 or 10?
I was 10. I was 9 turning 10. I was in the fourth grade. My mom, like, they knew they should move because they felt a spiritual way. We were like, yeah, we'll try to move, but we won't rush it. We'll try to find a nice home to fit four kids. We had my youngest brother, Ezra, who is now 3 years old, turning 4 this year. And then I have my second youngest brother named Jack. And he tries to crack up everybody. He tries to make everything funny. And he is 5 in kindergarten, turning 6 this July. And then I have my third youngest, I mean, my closest to age brother, Arias. I like hanging out with him, even though we fight sometimes. And I quite like when I bug him, but he still hangs out with me. And then he just turned 10 March 15th. And this year I'm turning 12, and I have been in this quorum for about 2 months now, and it has been awesome.
So tell us about the move. How did you get here? How you felt when you were traveling here? You already described your first home here, but tell us about your second home after you moved here and the community, and so forth.
Okay, so Heavenly Father talked to my mom, and then he talked to my dad and told him that he has talked to our mom. And then our mom said, Jesus wants us to move to Missouri.
So was your dad... So who was the most excited about moving out here? Was it your dad?
We knew we needed to. We weren't excited to, but we knew we needed to. And so we were packing up. I went to my mom's side's mother, and we had my birthday there. And it was a nice birthday. I was glad that I got to see them and have my birthday with them before I left.
I'm so sorry, Asher. I just want to get a sense for... So parents deciding to do something like this is a big thing. A move is a big thing when you're in the middle of a lifetime in another state. So you guys were supportive of their joint decision, and they're both feeling God's promptings to do this. You were supportive of that, even though maybe... It was a big change.
Actually, me and my brothers, we actually were very happy that we were moving. When our parents told us, we were very excited because I started feeling like my life was getting repetitive of it, doing the same thing every summer, doing the same thing every day. And so when they told us that we were moving, I jumped for joy. I was very happy. And all my brothers were happy. The only person that I think wasn't excited to come was my brother Arias, because he had his best friend, Brayden, and he just started getting, being able to go to his house and that. And so I think it was most challenging for for Arias.
Besides being here, have you felt a desire to do anything in particular with regards to trying to do what God wants you to do? And specifically, did you feel you had a mission in moving here? And if so, what was that mission? And how do you embark on it? And is it going the way you thought it would? Why or why not? If you had several missions, that your mission changed through the time that you've lived here. I know you've been here now, a year and a half. What additional missions are there, and how did you know the mission had changed for you?
When we moved here, when we saw some that place that we moved, it looked quite scary. And then that 3 months later, we had done with it. We called them many times, and then we finally God helped us so much. Then he helped. We had a contract saying that we were supposed to. We can't leave until we've been there for 1 year, and so we were there for 3 months when we moved. And they said, fine, you can leave, but you have to pay us more. But I don't know what that price was, but we were lucky that we were able to do that. And then they gave us 1 week to move out, and no one was really packing, and like, because everybody was focused on finding a house to live at, so we're not living on the streets. And we found the wonderful house, like, so we had 4 more days until we had to move and get out of that place with all of our stuff out before they started taking our stuff out. And we found, we went out to go look at the houses with our real estate agent. And we were so close. All the houses were very scary. And like
I'm very sorry for interrupting, Asher. Please forgive me. What neighborhood were you in Kansas City? Do you know?
We were over by the zoo over in Kansas City. We were 10 minutes away from that area. We were over by Swope Park. We were in the Swope Park ward for not that long.
But that's a nice neighborhood comparatively. But you still felt it was more dangerous than where you came from in Utah.
Actually, that neighborhood that was the main street, you would turn left, and it was actually quite shady. There was a drugstore, you'd go down a street, turn left, and there was, a drugstore, a little bit far away.
But this is the Zion. It's not here yet.
Yeah, we have to do the baptism for the dead. We have to get that temple. We have to get more to get that temple. We have to do more baptism of death.
Where did the realtor take you from that neighborhood? Where were you looking from that neighborhood? Where were you asking them? Where were you seeing the other home options?
We were looking for a home that would fit our family and that would fit our desires for 4 children and 2 adults. That one of the houses that we looked at, our parents didn't even want us, we weren't allowed to leave the car. And so, one of the houses that they went to go look at, they couldn't go inside the house, but they're just looking around the property, and the realtor said that some drug owners used to own it. And so, it smelled like smoke, and there's and it was in a shady neighborhood, and getting told that people sell drugs from the maid's door. We were like, what if somebody, it wasn't the prettiest thing. They looked inside the window, and it looked scary in there. And they're like, we can't live here. What if somebody just comes up, some drunk guy just comes up saying, okay, here's my money. Where's the drugs? And then him fighting us because we say we don't have any. But after the last house that we saw, we were like, none of these have a spark to it. And then she says, well, there was one more that just came on the market today that we can go look at. When we were pulling up, we saw the house. It was a bright yellow house. And we felt a spark when we saw that. We're like, oh my gosh, that's the house that we get to go see? And my parents are like, I feel a spark here.
Is that where you live now?
Yes. When we weren't going to go in there because they were still living there, we were lucky that they let us go and look at the house. And the first thing my parents saw when they walked in there was a big picture in the back of their wall of Joseph Smith kneeling down with God and Jesus. And they felt the spirit. And then after they saw the tour, they told the realtor, this is the one. And the realtor tried to talk them out of it, saying, hey guys, you haven't even looked at the price yet, or any of that stuff. They just posted out the market. Give them a few days. They're like, We can't. This is the perfect one. It could get taken away from us. And, like, we bought the house. It was $200,000.
How many minutes away from the church is it?
Less than 5 minutes.
Great, great. Keep talking. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, you're fine. I don't really care. And so we went, so we were told that we can move there in 1 month. So, I mean, 33 weeks. And so we packed all of our things. We haven't even really packed anything. Luckily, we didn't unpack everything in our house. It was, like, half of it was in our basement. Our basement, it had a workshop in it. But that's the only place in the basement that had flooring. And we had to build a laundry place where we can put our laundry things on. We left that thing for the next people who live there. But luckily we didn't have everything packed. But we were very worried because when we bought the house and we started packing, we only had 3 days to get out of the house, and we, like, had nothing packed. But my friend who lived at the other house helped us, and he was a big help. And our neighbors across the street helped us, and it was very helpful.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Tell me about the stores and how close you've stayed in contact with your buddy over there in Kansas City and places that you liked to visit here in Missouri and other places that are around that you've visited.
My friend, I haven't really kept good. We've had him over two times in the past year and a half because it's really difficult because I'm homeschooled and he goes to public school, and whenever he also has a stepdad, and every other week he goes. And we live, 20 minutes away from him. It's not far, but it's we have to go on the freeway and stuff, so it's quite difficult.
Compare the ward that you remembered from Utah to the ward that you moved into here. Sorry about that noise. Please continue.
Moving to the new ward, we actually didn't go to the church until we were, the month that we were going to leave. Because of COVID, the church has just started happening again. And so, I don't like going to the churches that I haven't been to before. If I'm at a relative's house and we're going to the church, I will go, but I won't go to the classes.
Miserable.
Yes, it's very miserable. And so we were...
The church wasn't even happening. It was COVID that year.
Yeah, until just before we were moving. The ward, there was only allowed to have a couple, so they had many people come, but at different times, so somebody would go and then another batch, but sacrament was weird because there was hardly anybody there and we were all wearing masks, and it was not a big building, and I don't very much remember it, but here in Independence, the ward is amazing. The first day that we were here, it was amazing. I felt the spirit once I walked in. They were very kind to us. I am 11 years old, turning 12 this year. And I'm the deacon's president, and my dad is the executive secretary, and my mom is the second counselor of the Relief Society.
They put you to work.
Yep. When I was, I was lucky that I was able to get, I was able to pass the sac. I wasn't able to pass the sacrament for the first time, actually, when the first Sunday that I was allowed to pass the sacrament, I wasn't there in the state because it was around Christmas time, and we went over to our grandparents' house for Christmas, and we were going to be there. Oh, wait, no, I got this wrong. I told the wrong story. After we came back from that place, I was became the president.
I heard that was a sad trip. You had a loss.
Yes. When I was going to be able to become the... I was able to become the deacon's president and receive the Aaronic priesthood before we had to leave. But I was not able... We left the day before the Sunday that I was able to pass the sacrament. Luckily, I was able to learn how to pass the sacrament, but we had to go to Utah for my dad's pass. He was in the hospital from COVID. And then we...
I'm sorry for your loss of your grandfather.
Thank you. We got COVID that actually, when we were on that vacation, we were going to leave like sooner than we were, but then we actually caught COVID. And so it set us back a couple days, and then we bought a van, and I'm mixing up stories. We didn't buy the van, or we didn't catch COVID, but we had the van. We drove the van to Utah to get to see my dad's dad in the hospital because the doctor said he won't make it. And we were driving the van that we bought, a 12-passenger van down in Utah, when we went there for Christmas. Because at Christmas, we caught COVID, and we were supposed to ride an airplane, but we ended up buying a van because we're like, we need to get home. And we also needed to. And in Missouri, it's not very easy to get a 12-passenger van for our big family. But
Sorry for interrupting. So, did you have so many important callings when you were in Utah, in your old ward?
No, I had no callings. I wasn't old enough. The one upside to that ward is I got to do scouts for a little bit. And it was quite nice because most churches didn't do scouts anymore. I was in that scout troop until it was canceled. That ward, I love this ward more than that ward, not to be rude, but...
Why?
Because I'm not going to be rude, but I'm not trying to be rude, but they wanted Santa, like, they felt like they had to have Santa at a Christmas party, and they were, like, rich and wealthy, so they weren't, I'm not going to say anymore, because I don't want to be rude to them, but
you noticed some materialism, at at the sacred birth of the Savior time of year, and less affluence here, would you say?
Yes. Here, when at our Christmas party, my dad was a part of the... He was supposed to help with the... In Utah, he's supposed to help with the Christmas party. And he said... They said, we have to have Santa. And my dad's like, we don't need to. And they, like, looked at him like, what's wrong with you? But here, at our Christmas party, my dad asked them if we're going to add Santa. And they're like, huh, well, I didn't even think of that.
So, do you have a sense, I know you're homeschooled, but do you have a sense of how well-received we as a church are in the community, how you as a family were received, how the public, other churches like us, do you have any sense for that? What was the denomination of your buddy there in Kansas City, for instance?
He did not believe in the Lord, my friend.
At all?
No. I never told him. I just told him, the most I've ever told him is that I can't hang out with him on Sunday because that is the Lord's day. And I told them that I went to church, and that's the most I've ever told him about the Lord. And I regret that.
But that is something. What was his response to that?
He's like, okay. He didn't feel disgusted of me because I believed in the Lord, but he was like, yeah, okay. You believe in that guy? Okay. I don't care.
Wow.
Okay. So you want to, that's why you can't? Okay. You're fine. Yeah. Go hang out with my cousins. And so he was a really cool guy because he didn't have any religious disputes, but he wasn't rude about it. I've met people who I've told them that I'm religious, and they're disgusted of me.
Here?
No. Oh, yes, here. Over in Kansas City.
Tell me about that. What happened?
Well, I saw some other kids. There was a kid. We went me and my friend went exploring one day with his older cousin. Because we were like, we should get a new friend because it's starting to get boring. We don't know what to do.
That's awesome.
And we're getting sick of each other. And so we went and we met these like kids, and they weren't nice. Like
they were not,
yes. And they were nice to my friends because I don't know, but they said like it was on a Saturday, and my friends, like, it was a couple days later, it was a Saturday, and I realized that those kids that we met, they went to his school, and I didn't know that. That's why he treated them better than me. And it's because they were friends at school. And then, but they asked, they were going to have a sleepover. And then they asked me if I would come. And I was like, no, that's a Sunday. And they're like, why? So it's a Sunday. It's an extra Saturday. I'm like, no, that's the Lord's day. And they treated me like crap. But we stopped really hanging out with them because those guys weren't... DJ realized that those guys weren't very nice. And so we started not getting sick of each other anymore. We started having more ideas to do. So my friend, for his birthday, he got a boxing set with two gloves and a hand to block the gloves. And so for a little bit, we would box each other. Not in the face. We, like, only hit the hands and the arms. It was quite fun, but...
Wonderful, wonderful. If you're interested in sharing some of these things, how your family is getting along financially, if there's any challenges with culture shock, feeling alone, health problems, trials of any sort, if you're comfortable, anything you'd like to discuss overcoming these challenges.
Well, I have my church friends, but when I can't hang out, I haven't been great. I have a friend named Zach who goes to this ward, and he's my first counselor. But he's really the only friend I have over here, because over here is quite scary for me in Missouri, because lots of these kids are influenced by TikTok and that stuff, and I don't do those things. I don't have TikTok or Twitter or Facebook, Snapchat, and that jazz. And so my other two friends that I used to hang out with, they both had Snapchat, and one of my friends had TikTok, and they said, you should get this. And I'm like, no. And they were not quite nice.
But you have a cell phone. You're not a Luddite. You're well connected.
Yes, I have a phone that can play games and install that stuff. But I have a good dad who actually puts preventions where I can't install anything without or go on any websites without his permission.
Good.
Yes.
Not that we don't trust you.
Oh, I broke that. I'd watch YouTube at night sometimes, and
I can't get my... Yes, I... Speaking as a parent, yes. So some of these questions are, you know, for adults, but Asher, you're here with us. We're going to just ask you some of these questions. So some of your challenges of that your friends are having or your family is having, some of the hardest things that you've had to handle, you've already discussed a lot of those, but supporting one another in your challenges, anything else on that?
Well, right now my parents are the place in Kansas City that we're living in. The people who were living, that are now living there, they actually were using our gas. And so we didn't realize until recently that we have been paying for their gas bill. And we texted the people trying to get them not to, like, trying to get to them, trying to tell them that they're using ours, wondering if they're some dumb person, like, hey, our gas is for free here, awesome. But we ended up, this month is our last month of gas before we stop using gas for the summer.
So you... Your family's very active in helping out on projects. You go do service projects for members of the church and so forth. Somebody was staying with you that needed a hand. Do you want to tell a little bit about that?
I won't say a lot, so because they don't know that I'm talking about them, and I don't know if they would like this. So I'm only going to say a couple things. Someone from our ward. We have a pop-up trailer. It's like a RV, but it's like also plus a tent. It doesn't have a roof or walls. It's all tent. And And he was having trouble, and some scary things were happening with him, and he needed a new home until he could afford a place, and we let him stay in our trailer.
How did he use the restroom?
He actually had a night job, so he wouldn't actually use the... He usually wouldn't use the toilet during the day.
So, how nice of you. And, of course, Jesus said, don't let the right hand know what the left hand is doing. I like your style. We let our light shine, but you're not trumpeting all of these sorts of things too much. But I like your style. So Asher, the town that you moved to, tell me the condition of this town of Independence. You lived in a Utah town. You lived in a Kansas City town. How is this town of Independence? You told me you like it, but how is the town itself?
The town is actually quite helpful. There is lots of stores that we like here.
Like what?
Like the convenience stores that we like to use, like Costco and Walmart and Target. They're quite nearby. And so that's very helpful. The only thing that we miss is Kroger, really. We love Kroger's stuff. Down in Utah, they had Kroger. It was a brand of bread and stuff.
And most of your family lives back there in Utah, or where do they live?
Most...
Your extended family, I mean.
Our family, our immediate family, we were pretty much all born in Utah, except me, I was born in Florida, but I was raised in Utah. But our extended family, most of them were either born in some crazy state or Utah or California or that, something like that.
Thank you so much for sharing so much, Asher. I only have like 20 more questions, 3 hours to go, okay?
Just kidding. All right.
Just kidding. There are a couple of things here that I would like to just ask you with regards to, you know, there's a lot of history here too. And this is getting back into some of the Zion theme. So have you seen any of or aware of any of these places here that are relevant for the church history, the history of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? And do you like any of those in particular? Have you had any attraction towards any of those places? Any spiritual experiences at any of those?
Not really.
Okay. Okay. Missionary experiences? You said you've talked a little bit about your beliefs with people. Any other missionary experiences you want to discuss?
No.
How has your life changed by being here?
I have trusted the Lord more and learned more and stuff like that. My gospel has and faith has grown, and I have callings here. And I feel like I have more of a purpose here.
Do you have a sense for why that is? I mean, is it more? Are we more isolated here? Is it more? What do you attribute this growth and improvement, and positivity in your life for coming to these places?
I actually feel like this place is happier and less scared than other places, because in Utah, when we first moved here, we thought people driving here, they were scary drivers. But then going back to Utah for road trips, we realized that Utah drivers are more scary than Missouri drivers.
So... Are other people doing what you guys are doing? Similar experiences coming to Missouri? What experience have you seen in other people?
So we are related to some people in our ward named the Krogers. And the John Kroger, that's the husband of the family, he has actually, they are very self-reliant, like we want to be. They want to do hydroponics, and we're raising chickens right now, and we're starting hydroponics and that stuff. And they have so many animals, and...
How many chickens do you have?
We have 10.
Do they have names?
They're all Beatles names. Beatle girls' names.
They're all what names?
They're all names that have... they're all girl names that have been... that have been said in Beatles songs, the band.
They're Beatles names.
Yep. Beatles
girls. So can you tell us what those names are?
We got Lady Madonna. We got Lucy. We got Eleanor. Prudence. And that's the main that I remember.
What is your relation with these cousins? They're like distant cousins or something?
So my mom's little sister, half sister, husband, that they actually got married last year, and his cousin lives in our ward. So my mom's half sister's husband's cousin, that's how we're related to them.
So somebody's thinking, I want to come out here. I want to do what you did, feeling inspired to move to Missouri. What advice would you give to them? Would you help them plan in what ways?
I would say buy a cheap house, renovate it, start some hydroponics, buy some chickens. So they'll give you eggs. And our chickens, they're Rainbow Dixies, and they are very high.
The breed is Rambo Dixie. That's the breed.
Rainbow Dixies.
That's the breed of chicken.
Yes, and they are very. They stand the coldness. This was their first winter, and they were still laying eggs like it was nothing.
Did you have these in Utah?
No.
Do you feed them? You help care for them?
Yes, it's a family help.
What? Wonderful. So, are you in it for the long haul? Do you guys intend to stick it out and stay here?
Yes, we actually want to eventually build a dirt brick home. It looks like a brick house, but it's made out of dirt. It's compressed dirt that looks like a brick. And so you just paint that. It's well insulated. So during the day, it soaks up all the warmth. And then at night, it releases it. So it's like we don't have to have any insulations because the brick is our insulation. And we want to just buy some property, make a dirt house. We have some people in our ward named the Wheelers, and we're actually going to help them build a dirt home eventually.
What's the technical name for that? It's not adobe, compressed earth. Okay. Yeah, some of those are really neat options with really good, as you say, thermodynamically healthy, and that's awesome. So... wrapping things up, if there's anything else that you would like to say, we want to know about. We want to know as many stories as you can possibly say right now, because the information that you share helps future historians understand the Latter-day Saints. And I'll step back here before I ask this question. You're aware that the Latter-day Saints tried to build a Zion here 100-something years ago right? You know about that? And that we saints were kicked out of Missouri?
Yes.
What was your attitude about that sort of historical phenomenon?
When I first read about that, I read that with my dad and my brother, Arias. And that surprised me when I learned that. I was like, that's interesting. It was just surprising to me.
It didn't scare you?
What scared me is that we researched that it, like, only 50 years ago, they changed the law in Missouri saying that it's not illegal, that it's not illegal. There was a law that was that said you can kill people who believe in the church and freely, like, you wouldn't get in any trouble. And so that was just very surprising to me. That was the main thing. It's because it was, that rule was only lifted up 50 years ago.
That's insane. So, what else can you tell us as we're wrapping up here so that future historians understanding saints who were kicked out in this radical fashion with this extermination order, saints coming back here now under inspiration, under a feeling that they feel that it's a good idea to come back here, like Joseph Smith tried to have happen here. Any other experiences that you might share as we're preparing for this Savior to come back?
There's one thing I want to say about this, is that this world is coming crazy, and I'm only 11 years old, and then I'm realizing that the second coming is coming soon, and the world's trying to overcome us. Satan is on his best to try to overcome us right now. We cannot listen to the ways of the world right now, and the main thing that we need to do is pray and believe and honor his name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for your time and your sharing of everything, Asher. You've got a delightful personality, wonderful family, and we're so glad that you chose to be supportive of your parents' decision to come here into this Zion that we wish to have here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, any day.
All right.